From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Protesters turned out in the Saudi Arabian village of Al-Awamiya, chanting down with the Saud and death to the Saud after the execution of a prominent Shiite cleric critical of Saudi Arabia's royal family. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr was a widely revered Shiite Muslim cleric who was convicted by Saudi courts in 2014 on sedition and other charges. The U.S. warned that his death would only add to regional tensions. Protests against his beheading, along with the beheadings and deaths of 46 other people executed today, are now taking place in several other countries, including Iraq, India, Iran, and the United Kingdom. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Saudi news channel Al-Akhbariya read the names of the 47 men executed, most of whom were alleged Sunni militants. The inclusion of a top Shiite religious figure, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, provoked a regional and international backlash. Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman Mansour bin Turki insisted that the executions were justified and that they were carried out in accordance with accepted practices. He says that 43 of the executed men had blood on their hands and that they were executed in the presence of witnesses, including a doctor. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Taliban claims it has gained control of about 10% of Afghanistan in the past year and that it still holds most of the captured territory. A senior Afghan defense official did not discuss the Taliban claims, but said today that Afghan counterterrorism squads raided a Taliban prison, freeing scores of inmates. This is VOA News.